This is Ed Jones with Nutrition World. My e-blast that has received more views and comments than any in 7 years was entitled, Chattanooga Restaurants Have Me Frustrated. This was 2 or 3 months ago, and the story centered on how Chattanooga restaurants seem to be clueless on the importance of placing priorities on the quality and wholesomeness of the foods they are serving. Price and quantity are the main motivating forces that restaurants utilize on how their purchases are made of the meats, vegetables, oils, breads, butter, and everything that is offered, instead of understanding the negative impact of how factory mass-produced caged foods on our health are making negative impacts on our long-term existence and our health. Most foods today are so inundated with chemicals grown on soils that are depleted, picked way before they are ripe, and using seeds that are genetically modified. However, everyone is so accustomed to the flavor and taste of these foods that they believe it is normal. This, by many experts' opinions, is one of the biggest negative influences affecting our health today. I am overjoyed, though, and proud to announce a Chattanooga restaurant that actually gets it. I stumbled into Root Kitchen 2 months ago and left realizing that I had just enjoyed one of the finest tasting meals in Chattanooga. And I also knew every single ingredient was chosen first based on quality, local, wholesomeness, and purity instead of price and quantity. The foods tasted as I remembered when I was young, instead of the cardboard blandness of today that gets their flavors only from synthetic spices and not the original sourced food. The chefs, Adam and Brian, sat down with me and explained in detail how they look at every single ingredient with the eye of an artist who is painting a masterpiece. I observe boxes of vegetables and fruits being brought in from local Mennonite families. They literally look like art pieces, and their taste exploded like fireworks in my mouth. Adam, the chef, explained how they take such extreme care from start to finish on producing the end product, such as even going to the steps of using highly filtered water in every aspect of their food and drink. The oils are of the utmost premier quality. Margarine would never be used, or canola, or some of the lesser quality products. Breads tasted like something I remember from early teenager years due to how they are prepared. Vegetables that were like a gift from Mother Earth as to their texture and taste. Meats, of course, are antibiotic-free and grass-fed instead of the cage factory-produced meats that are now commonly used and sold everywhere, but are known to be very unhealthy. I also truly forgot what old-fashioned chicken from decades ago tasted like until I ordered it on my last visit. Adam, the chef, flatly stated, "We will not sacrifice quality in what we buy." I see food and its method of growing and preparing and eating as a sacred component of life. But that sacredness is somehow no longer respected by commercial business. Quality has to be destroyed when everyone looks at food as a commodity. Root Kitchen shares a philosophy similar to mine, and I am proud to say they are located in our hometown of Chattanooga. My wish is not only for their success, but also that other restaurants learn from their example. Consumer efforts in voting with our dollars is the only method to change the business climate of today. Root Kitchen is located near Whole Foods on Manufacturers Road and is open every day but Monday. And we just are announcing that Root Kitchen will offer a 15% discount to Nutrition World Platinum Card members on every visit all the way through the end of this year. You must have your card present to get this 15% and will not apply to alcohol or gratuities. Root Kitchen website is rootkitchenandwinebar.com if you would like more information. Thank you, and I hope to see you there.